Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us here on Making It Last with your host, Pamela King. It's all about topics relating to marriage, dating, and love. It's about connection, commitment, and consistency in your life, in your marriage, and with yourself. Thank you for joining, Pamela, and stay tuned for a good, enlightening conversation with your host and her guest here on Making It Last. Good evening, Making It Last, Bridal Tribe listeners. I know. I know you're saying, who is this? Where has she been? What is really going on? I am just so thankful to be able to be here with you guys on tonight to just have a conversation. We're going to have a brief conversation because it's been a long time since I've been with you guys. But I want to, before we even get into what is going on and what we're going to talk about today about standing your ground, I want to start my show off with prayer, because we need to invite the Lord into what we're doing today. And so I ask each of you to, you know, close your eyes, do what you do, to just join me in a moment of just bringing the Lord into this conversation. So I want to say a quick prayer. Jehovah God, I come to you at this time, and I just thank you. I thank you for every day. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for putting me back on the airwaves. It has been a moment, but I know you have been working with me and working with the listeners, and you are always present. I want to thank you for my spouse. I want to thank you for the couples that are listening. I want to thank you for the couples that are engaged, that are committed to taking that step and getting married and making it last. I want to thank you for my friends, and I want to thank you for my family. Thank you for those that you put in place for us to help us do the things that we need to do to come along and grow in our marriage, to grow as people, to grow as individuals, to grow as a unit, because you put people in our lives for a reason and a season. Jehovah God, I come to you and I pray to you today for couples, married couples who doesn't have an easy time connecting, and those that do have an easy time connecting, all about us growing and becoming one. And you say to leave and cleave, and we're definitely going to talk about that, and we're going to bring you into this to help us understand how we leave and how we cleave. How do we stand our ground against Satan and the people that he uses, even if it is our family, our friends, our coworkers, our children, our moms? How do we stand our ground? We know that you are our foundation. You are our head. You are our leader. And Jehovah, we just ask that you continue to be with us, giving us the information that we need when we need it at the right time. So Jehovah, I ask that you come to with us today as we do have this conversation. And I pray that you continue with the couples and those that are listening. And I ask that you give me the words that I need to say, because this is for someone. For me to be on this call this time of night, this is for someone, and I am allowing you to use me, and I am so grateful that you are using me. So in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, I just thank you for signing me and using me as a vessel, and I am here for that. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we do say, as they say in church, all the saints say amen, hallelujah. You guys know what? I am just too excited to be here tonight. It's just been a topic that has just been coming up and continuously about how do you become one in your marriage with your spouse without hurting the feelings of your in-laws, or your sister, or your brothers, or, you know, or your friends? How do you stand your ground and keeping outsiders out of your marriage? You know, that is a really tough one, especially when you are coming from a family that does everything together. You guys are so close that when you see one, you see the other. You when you don't see the one with the other, you're concerned that something is going on because you guys are just that close. But once you get married, you take on a whole new person and a whole new family, a whole new dynamic. How do you separate the two but not hurting either side? You know, I faced that. You know, I think all marriages face that because you, at one point in time, this is the your immediate family is the only family that you know, right? So you built that bond. You have that connection. You may have talked to your sister all day, every day. You guys talk about everything, but you know now that you say I do, and you have a spouse, how do you redirect your attention to your spouse without neglecting your other family, your immediate family? Is it a neglect? Do you have to choose? Can you do them both at the same time? You know, that's an interesting concept, because there's going to come a time in your marriage, which it actually should be, you know, as soon as you guys say I do, that you are going to have to really stand on the word of God and go with what he says. Because we all know once he gives us a word, he has given us all the direction we need in regards to marriage, how to operate in the marriage, who to have in our marriage, how to the who, what, when, and how of marriage. So when you come across this conflict, because once you do not operate in the spirit of the Lord and do what exactly he says for marriages, you are going to encounter this conflict. How do you tell mom and them to back off? How do you get your husband to tell his mom that he is not her little boy anymore? How do you get your wife to tell her dad that you are her new knight in shining armor? You're going to change her tire. You're going to do this. You're going to do that for his little girl. She is your wife now. How do you do that? You know, you have to do it tactfully, but you have to do it. You know, in the words of Nike, it's almost like just do it. Because if you don't, if you tiptoe around it, if you just sugarcoat it, you are going to encounter even more issues. So you have to do it. You know your family. You know the best way that you have to approach this situation, right? Because the whole thing is about respect and boundaries. You have to set it on the onset. When you realize that this is your boo forever, you guys are getting married and you're getting ready to build this life together, you're grown, you're married, you are doing your thing, God said leave and cleave. Because, you know, he's already commanded your mom and your dad their duty. They're supposed to raise you up in the way that you should go, and you will not depart from it. So once they raise you up, guess what? They have no more say. Definitely not into your marriage. If your mom and or dad is very vocal and you are listening to them over your spouse, you are in violation. Yes, you are in violation. You know, you have to think about it this way. You and your spouse are on a team. Head coach, assistant coach. Only two positions, two main positions in a marriage. Those are filled by you and your spouse. doing any drafts. We're not doing any trades. We're not doing any of those. We don't have any openings for additional players on your team. Stop getting that. Stop putting people on your roster that doesn't belong. You know, since I'm talking about teams, think about it. When you have too many people on the field or too many people on the court, here's my word again, you're in violation. The referee blows his horn, he fines you or whatever it's called. And because it's too much distraction. There's too many people trying to do one thing. So you got to do it. You got to have that conversation, have that hard conversation with your family and let them know that you love them. They will always be your family. But you need them to hold back unsolicited opinions. Yes, that does not have a bearing on what you and your spouse are going to do in your marriage. Now, the way your mom and dad marriage went, that worked perfect for them. We're proud of them. They are a good example if they are still married and doing the thing. They are happy. Marriage. Happy for them. But the way your mom and dad ran their household in their marriage, guess what? Does not mean that it has to spill over into yours. Now, there's going to be some things that you're going to do that's similar to mom and dad. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is you and your spouse would decide on the dynamics and the running of the marriage between the two of you. Now, that's when that good conversation comes in and you guys have that heart-to-heart, that open, transparent conversation about, you know, what you like, what the do's and don'ts are. And you can share what you've seen your parents do or other couples that you've seen that you know is working for them. But ultimately, you and your spouse will decide on what goes in your household and in your marriage. This struggle, you know, that standing your ground in your marriage, I understand that struggle. Been there, done that. I come from a family of women. My dad was in a house full of women, and my mom. So us women, we are. So that means that we know when one needs, when one's hurting, when one is anything. We talk to each other all day, every day. But once I said I do, it was a hard thing for me to know that mom doesn't have to know, does not need to know, and should not know everything that me and my husband are talking about and or doing. Because you know what's going to happen? I'm her child. She loves me dearly. So as I'm sharing with her, she's going to, in general conversation, give me her and me respecting my mom, and we've always had that bond and closeness. What she says holds a lot of weight. So not saying that what she says and or do would be wrong for me, but I will hold on to what she said, and regardless of what my husband is talking about, it can't be right because it's not in agreement or in a line with my husband. So can you imagine me saying, No, honey, that's not right. Mom said. Can you imagine the kickback that I did get? Because I did this. I did this for a long time. And until God convicted me, it was like, hold on, Shawty. That's not what's going on here. You married him. You and him. You got to leave and cleave. You got to leave your mom to your husband. Love mom as your mom. Because she's always going to be your mom. Love your family as who they are. Make sure you understand their role in your life at that present time. Now that you are married, their role in your life is different now because you have a spouse. So his role here on the totem pole. So you got to understand that. You have to understand that it is okay for you to tell them to stand down. I love you, family. I love you, mom. I love you, daddy. Love you, sister. But I love my husband. And I got to respect my marriage. I got to respect my vows. I got to respect what God has put together. I got to respect God because he's already given me. But I need to do as a wife. He's already given my husband what he needs to do as a husband. So I got to respect that. And guess what, fam? Guess what? You don't fit into the nucleus of my marriage. Oh, yeah, you don't. You can still, we still family, we do that, but I ask you out of respect to respect me and mine and don't get involved. It's going to sting them. It's going to sting them. There's them, I need you not to do that. What's going on in my marriage? And you know how you can keep them from vocal or going on in your marriage? Share with them everything that's going on with your marriage. You have control over that. We have got to learn how to stand our ground when it comes to our marriage and how we operate in our marriage. So I tell you to always be your marriage. You just got to make sure that you do it. I know it's going to be scary to put the busybodies in your life in place. They're only trying to help you, and they love you so much that they think that they are helping. But let them know that you're only trying to do what's right for your marriage, and you need them to stand down. Stand down. I need you to go ground against that. It's okay. Feelings are going to be hurt, but if you do it the right way and in a loving way, you are going to be just fine. Everything is going to be all right. You got to stand your ground. Respect your marriage enough to keep mom and them, dad and them, sister and them, your marriage. Set the boundaries. Ask for the respect and the respect. If you respect yourself enough, if you respect your spouse enough, if you respect your marriage enough, guess what? They're going to respect you enough to respect your wishes and not overstep their boundaries. Stand your ground. You have to. You got to. I dare you guys to be back here I am so excited here at Making It Last. I appreciate you guys. Thank you to Brighter Tribe Radio Wisdom Group. We are doing great things here. I am overjoyed, and I'm thanking the Lord for giving me this opportunity. I know it's late. I know many of you probably are going to listen to this on the podcast, but just know that it's late on a Thursday night. But the Lord told me that we got to talk about it. You got to do it. You got to respect yourself. You got to respect your marriage. You definitely got to respect your spouse. Respect your family enough to let them know, this is not what we're going to do. I love my husband. I love my marriage. I love God. And we all are going to follow his rules to the T. Thank you guys for joining me here again on Making It Last. I want to invite you to join me next week. We're going to have these intimate conversations again. I am back. King is reporting live to you from Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm so excited to be here again. You guys enjoy your night. I will see you back. Happy 4th. I'll be back right before the 4th of July. But anyway, not this here with me live on next Thursday. I want to wish you a happy 4th of July. But make it last. Date your spouse. Respect marriage and stand your ground.
Week when I offer you another great conversation with some great guests. Until next time, remember to date yourself, open up the lines of communication, and just enjoy yourself. This is Pamela on Making It Last.